From 2011 to 2015, 150 Utahns ages 10 to 17 died by suicide. It's a 141% increase. The CDC sent investigators. They found some trends, but no major reasons why. Suicide prevention coordinator Kimberly Myers says social connection, family connection, and mental health support are key.
It's okay to not be okay. It's not okay for any of us to suffer in silence or to watch someone suffer and not intervene and say something and provide caring, loving support.
Taryn Hyatt with the American Federation for Suicide Prevention says people need to be nosy.
I don't want to see one more young person miss out on the life that I would have missed out on had I died all those times I tried.
Utah State Board of Education Suicide Prevention Coordinator Kathy Davis says connectiveness is key.
Suicide doesn't stand alone. Families, schools, neighborhoods, and communities at large all must become safeguards against suicidal thoughts for youth.
The statistics found 78% were male, half had a recent crisis, 25% had a mental health diagnosis, and a new nugget of information, 13% had recently had their technology restricted before their death. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.